GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Man, we got a lot of text messages in our first segments this morning about the possibility of banning the sale of vaping products in Maine. And many of these comments steer us to the conversation about trying to quit smoking. So just open up and make it a WVOM telephone poll. See what we did there? P-O-L-L, yeah, not P-O-L-E, right. And have you call in. Tell us how you were able to quit. So many people are telling us, well, you shouldn't take away the vaping products because if you do, they're just going to, and the Wall Street Journal wrote the item that said you're just going to drive them back to the pack. And a lot of people say that the vaping products have helped them get away from tobacco products and move themselves on to be, you know, smoke-free. You smoked, you said just for a time, but you quit instantly, George?
Yeah, I was probably 22, 23 years old when I quit smoking. That's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I never liked smoking. By the, I just said to myself one day, why am I doing this? I don't like it. And I wasn't smoking heavy, maybe a half a pack a day.
Mm-hmm.
So one morning I got out, I flushed the cigarettes down the toilet, and my wife laughed at me. And said, mm-hmm. you'll be smoking by the end of the day. That was the last cigarette I ever had.
Really?
I quit cold turkey.
Yep. Friend of the program, Phil, is in the came into command and control here just a moment ago. You said just a few minutes ago that you used to light up.
Yeah, smoked for 18 years.
You smoked for 18 years.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Well, I was a police officer at the time. I was chasing a suspect down on a stolen bike complaint.
He outran me.
And he was beating you.
I was huffing and puffing. Dispatch was having a good time with that. So
for a moment there, I heard the Benny Hill Yakety Sax theme in the back of my head as you were running after the guy.
You could. And right there and then, I said, I'm done. So I took a wellness program through what was then EMMC, and I gave it up.
How long did it take you?
Oh, gosh. It took me several months. I was chewing gum for a while.
Yep.
And Nicorette, actually. And my dentist says, well, you just traded one nicotine source for another. So I said, well, that's
your,
the reason.
Your dentist told you that?
Yeah.
You go to your dentist for advice on smoking?
No, it just came up when I was in his chair.
Yeah.
And
well, you're a captive audience at that point.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And he just said, okay. He said, that will. And we'll just trade one for the other. So I said, I don't want that either. So
yep.
I just said, the heck with it. So I just started chewing gum instead of smoking.
Okay. Trident. Oh, must have been Trident because you were with the dentist, and he was one of the 4 out of 5 dentists that said Trident was the gum to chew. George, when you gave up, when you flushed him down the toilet that day, okay, did your gut instantly start to expand in size and girth?
I did gain a lot of weight afterwards.
Uh-huh.
I'll be honest with you.
Would you put on 4 or 5?
Well, over the course of the next few years, I ballooned. It wasn't all because of quitting smoking. I went up. I weighed in this morning. Weighed 178 pounds today.
This morning, 170.
178.
When you were
and
on that.
When I quit smoking, I went to 232 pounds.
232?
Yeah.
Now,
but it wasn't only that.
There's some old photo of you on the fridge down in the cafe. Phil, have you seen the picture of George on the fridge down? You look at it and you think, okay, I guess I'm not hungry. I shouldn't eat, or I'll look like him, because you were pushing maximum density back then.
Yeah, when that picture was taken, I probably weighed over 200 pounds. Sure, about maybe 2.5. Yeah.
Phil, when you gave up smokes, did you start to gain some of the, and we talked off studio just a little off microphone a little while ago about you used to have that something around your belly that small denizens of the forest would seek shade under your belly during the hot summer August sun. But did you gain weight after smoking, after quitting?
Yeah, it's been a while. I think I gained a little bit, but I've always known George as being thin like he is now. I've never known him to be on the heavy side.
He is looking kind of handsome and kind of scrappy.
Yeah.
Well, I went to the
wall. I'll have to take a look at that picture when I get down to the cafeteria.
Well, I went to the Y, and I've been a runner anyway. You knew that.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, I got kids. I'm ballooning up here. I'm eating all the time. You know the kind of life we lead here.
Well, I think that's part of it. You had a life where you were getting off the radio, spinning the stacks and stacks of paraffin wax on AM 910, and then getting on a plane or getting on the car and following one of the University of Maine teams.
somewhere.
I was eating on the run. Mm-hmm. Is exactly what happened. And I finally, sales manager said, why don't you come over to the Y with me? And I ran, I started running again. That was what happened. And I went down to, well, I lost a lot
eventually,
of weight.
Eventually.
Right? And today I'd like to be 165, but I'm still 178.
I don't think you're too bad right now. Phil, when you were working a lifestyle where you were trying to chase down bad guys, and that's a high-stress job, do you think that contributed to the weight gain that you got after the letting go of smoking?
Well, you know how it is with cops and donuts.
Yeah, I got a whole thing of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they brought us in some, so
yeah.
From Duncan today, bless their hearts.
No, basically,
that's just a myth, isn't it? Though you didn't hang around at the donut shop, did you? And hork them down, did you?
No, we hung out at Pat's
because that's healthier than donuts, right? Hey, here's some of the text messages coming into us. As a former smoker and heroin addict, I just want to say three things: smoking was harder to quit. And you never stop if you don't make a real decision to stop. An addiction is not a disease. It is a choice. That's what they wrote to us. This person wrote, I smoked for 30 years using a vape. It took me 3 months to quit. And that was almost 4 years ago. And I only gained 5 pounds. I'm guessing that's a guy writing to us. Because no woman, I'm just saying, no woman would say, I only gained 5 pounds.
Well, one of the excuses that I've heard, and this is particularly coming from women in the past who have tried to quit smoking, is I'm afraid I'll gain weight.
Right.
But I think it's not a question of this quitting smoking makes you gain weight. You sometimes substitute one thing for another.
As we're this person writes, I am going to quit smoking when they hit $2.50 a pack. I am now a 2-pack-a-day smoker.
Oh boy.
I would love to have an option. Again, we talked about this. Phil, do you have any idea? How much does a smoke? How much does a pack of smokes cost?
I've heard $7 to $8 for even the low.
Really?
Low rate. Yeah. I was at a local convenience store in Glenburn just the other day, and a guy came in and bought a pack of the cheap ones, and it ran him about $7.
Holy cow!
I think that's even on the cheap side.
Maybe someone can send us a text message. Well, How much is a pack of smokes now? Let a listener tell us.
Well, they're taxed to death. Cigarettes cost anywhere from $6 to $10 a pack, depending on where you are. If you're a pack a day smoker, you're spending about $180 a month. You're spending about $2,300 a year. In 10 years, you'll spend $22,000-$23,000.
Well, Stephen Gardner's the guy that wrote to us that said, I'm going to quit smoking when they hit $2.50 a pack. But if it's $8, and he also writes, oh, it's about $8. For that wasn't George's phone. That was Phil's phone, just so you know.
Yeah, well, give him some hell.
Yeah. $8. Yeah, Stephen Gardner writes $8. Marlboros, I guess they call them Marbs.
I am well out of the game.
Remember my dad. I think he smoked Winston's. Is that a brand? Was it Winston?
Yeah, Winston's.
It's radio. You can't just nod your head. Yes, you have to talk, Phil.
Well, I can't hear George. I don't want to interrupt George.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to be.
Not George.
Marbs are $8 and a penny a pack. How much is that? How much does that go to the government?
I don't know. $2 a pack in Maine or something. I don't know.
Steve says it is a nasty, nasty habit.
We're all agreed
right?
with that.
This person writes to us, I talked to a Vietnam veteran who was an officer. He went to a hypnotist back in the 1980s, and he has not smoked since. I guess you can get off it, but I guess there might be a physical price to pay. I wonder if your doctor ever tells you, okay, I want you to quit smoking. And I want you to go to the gym at the same time. And then what do you do for a habit to pick it up?
Well, if you go into the doctor's office and there's an ashtray on his desk, run like hell.
Remember the day? Remember the day there used to be ashtrays in the doctor's office?
I can remember doctors doing
ashtrays in my desk at the office.
I can remember doctors doing TV ads, but we've learned through the years.
We've evolved.
Evolved.
If you will.
This is not a good plan.
Oh.
It's not a good plan because your lungs are not designed to do that. That's the reason vaping that we talked about earlier today, e-cigarettes, on the surface of things, not a good plan. That's not what your lungs are there for. And when you insist on putting foreign substances into your lungs other than fresh, clean air, you get in trouble. Period.
Thank you, Dr. Hale.
Hey.
Or again, no, Dr. Inhale.
The doc
is what we should call you.
When I will tell you this. When I was a Navy medic, a doctor took me to this is long before the scares, mm-hmm. took me to an autopsy. I'd never been to an autopsy. He said, you got to go to an autopsy. Mm-hmm. The doctor I was working with. I went to an autopsy. I didn't like it, but I went. And it was a retired Navy captain who was a heavy smoker, and he showed me his lungs. It was a sick-looking situation.
Great text message to us. 601-207-GHRT. Text us on the MTG text line. 601-207-4478. I still can't understand why smoking is considered an evil, disgusting habit. But nowadays, smoking marijuana is considered a good thing. Talk about times changing. Stephen Gardner is telling us his tale of how he overcame smokes. I had a 21 milligram patch on each arm and was still smoking. My doctor told me to take off the patches and keep smoking. Look, Steve, you went from 2 packs a day to 2 patches a day.
By the way, who says smoking marijuana is a good thing?
Well, it's what all the hip kids do, right?
I don't know that.
Voters said so. The voters said we should do it.
Voters can say a lot of things.
Right?
They're going to find in the long run they didn't make any progress.
Yeah, but you and I won't be around to scold them.
Probably not.
Right?
Right. You're still putting something foreign into your lungs.
If smoking wasn't terrible for you, I would still smoke. I frankly don't want to die from it, though. So, I quit. How long did it take you to quit? And what were the side effects? I guess this is what I'm told. You quit smoking, and if you're not gaining a lot of weight, you're grumpy. Then you get aggressive, and you take it out on your family.
I can imagine some people do get grumpy, sure.
Did you get grumpy, Phil? I've never seen you grumpy. But
I'm usually a happy-go-lucky guy.
But were you when you had to put them down?
It's been a long time.
It out of your memory, didn't you?
I must have. I mean, it's been over 30 years. Yeah.
Were you grumpier than you are now, George, when you quit smoking?
No, but when my high school coach warned me about it, he said, if you guys smoke, it's going to ruin your sex life. You never saw so many guys flushing cigarettes down the toilet.
If smoking ruined your sex life, why in all the movies did you see them smoking after having sex?
I'm not sure he didn't lie to us, but it got our attentions.
Mm-hmm. I quit smoking when I went to Canada for a couple of days. The gas stations don't have cigarettes behind the counter there. Canada, they don't keep the smokes behind the counter?
Where do they keep them?
I don't know. I remember when we went to Quebec one year back in the 1990s. Went up for Carnival. Is that right? Winter Carnival? And the one girl that went with us, I bet you worked with her, Barbara Barr.
Oh, yes.
At Channel 5.
She smoked. Indeed.
And so we went. We're all just friends. And we went, and she bought herself a pack of Canadian smokes. They were called Black Cat. Yes. Oh, they were nasty. Oh, my word. And she lit up and took a puff, and she said, none of that. That's too much for me.
Well, I was out on a tour, and we had some international people there, and one of the guys smoked a Russian cigarette, said it was the most vile thing he had ever smoked in his life.
When you're in the gulag, I can isn't that what it's called? The Russian?
The gulag, yeah.
Anything is probably good. This person writes to us, my father quit cold turkey. He gained about 30 pounds and turned into a 3-pen-a-day person because he had to have something to chew on. So he started chewing on pens, and he went through 3 pens a day. This one's serious. Jamie writes to us. Watching my dad die from emphysema while still smoking after having part of a lung removed, basically suffocated to death. It was a terrible way to go.
It is. It's horrible. I don't know why anybody would ever do it.
This person does the math as you did just a few minutes ago, George. Average person smoking 2 packs a day spends about $475 a month. Nice to have the spare change, right? In Canada, by the way, they keep the smokes in cabinets out of sight next to the picture magazines. Oh.
Do they still have those magazines?
I guess they have pictures. I just read the articles.
Oh, you only need the internet.
Who needs magazines anymore?
Yeah, right.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.